Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this special edition of the Rubbernecking Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And this week, here in the United States and across Europe, we're celebrating Veterans Day and Armistice Day, marking the end of World War I.
Yes.
And of course, we all know Elvis was a proud patriot and willingly served in the U.S. Army.
That's very true. And so this week, we decided to bring back an interview from 2009 with Rex and Elizabeth Mansfield. They were here during birthday, during the Fan Club President's event, and we're going to take a listen to their interview talking about their experiences with Elvis in the Army.
Rex, we're going to start, I guess, at the beginning of the story here when you met Elvis, and that was March of 1958, and you were inducted the same time he was in the Army.
Right.
And really, I guess what really solidified your relationship with Elvis was in Fort Hood when Anita Wood came to visit him.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was in the sales business before being drafted in the Army, so I knew a little bit of psychology. Now, I was like anybody else. I wanted to be a friend of Elvis. But I could see that a lot of my fellow soldiers were going at it the wrong way. They were just smothering him, you know. And Elvis didn't really like that much. He wanted to be like the rest of us, so to speak. So I stayed away and didn't try to push myself off on Elvis at all. And I felt that, if it was meant to be for he and I to be friends, that it would happen. And that being said, Anita Wood came down from Memphis on a surprise visit during basic training to see Elvis. Elvis had gone to Sergeant Bill Norwood, our first sergeant, and asked if he could get somebody to pull his guard duty. Well, Elvis was an acting sergeant, squad leader, and so was I. He had ROTC, I had National Guard. And I was the only one in the barracks. It was on a weekend, Saturday if I remember, that was available to pull his guard duty. So I'm sitting on my bunk, and Elvis walks up to me, puts his hand on my shoulder, and he said, Rex, he said, I need a favor. I need you to pull guard duty for me tonight. And he reached in his pocket and handed me a large bill and said, I'd be glad to pay you to do it because my girlfriend's out here, so forth and so on. And so I refused to take his money. And the reason I did was because I was, you know, that I would do that for anybody that had a girlfriend come down like that. So I didn't want to take Elvis's money. I wanted to do it because it was the right thing to do. And so I pulled his guard duty, and after that, he kind of brought me in on the inside. I think he thought, well, that's a pretty nice guy. I think I want to make friends with him. And so he did, and from that point on, throughout our whole military service, he and I became very close friends.
So y'all were buddies, and that was how. I guess, you know, Elvis trusted you after that point. He did say, all right, you know, Rex must be an all right guy. Well, Elizabeth, we're going to fast forward and go to Germany now, and this is where you lived. The first time you met Elvis was the first time you met Rex, because Rex, you were there in the movie theater.
He walked me down the aisle, and then 2 years later, he walked me down the church aisle.
So after this, you and Elvis began a friendship and a bit of a romance.
He would walk me home after the movie. I met him every night.
We went to the movie every night. We saw Marlon Brando, Young Lions.
And he walked me home. It was about a 10-minute walk to the military apartment housing where we lived. And girls, he did kiss me, and he is a good kisser.
Now, during this time, we all know it was a difficult time for Elvis after just losing his mother and then being, you know, shipped off into Germany. So it's a difficult time for him, and he really befriended your family. I guess your family kind of took him in, and he used to spend a lot of time with your family. Talk about what those moments were like with Elvis in your family's home.
Well, my mother and I had gone to the store on Thanksgiving Day to pick up a few groceries, and when we got home, we saw about 20 people in front of their apartment house, and we didn't know what was going on. Well, Elvis had gone upstairs, and by the way, that was a surprise. I didn't know he was coming. And he told my little sister, who answered the door, she was five, that he wanted to come visit, and she practically slammed the door in his face. She didn't know who he was.
Oh, no.
So the couple across the hall overheard this conversation, and they invited him into their apartment, and he was sitting in there playing the guitar and singing when we got home.
Wow.
So he had Thanksgiving dinner with us, and he and my stepfather really did not care for Elvis. I mean, he just didn't like him. And after...
Was this before he met him? Was it
before.
Image that he was a little... All right.
And after that day, he changed his tune.
Once he met him in person,
yeah,
then, like,
and
he
Elvis,
so
of course,
much.
Said yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, and all that. And he talked about his mother, and during dinner, he had some tears in his eyes. I think it was a very sad day for him. It was the first Thanksgiving after his mother had passed away.
So it was Thanksgiving 1958.
Yeah.
He spent it with you and your family. So eventually, Elvis would offer you a job.
Right. Then, well, he would come to the house unexpectedly, sometimes for breakfast or dinner, for about 10 more days, and then he had to go back to Freedburg. And the night before, he asked me if I would be interested in being his secretary, because he had about 20 duffel bags full of fan mail, especially from Germany. And since I could speak both languages, he thought I would be.
And when
the
you got that
person.
News, I'm sure your jaw just hit the floor, and you.
Yeah.
I mean, I was
ready to go right there.
Right.
But I had to, clear it with my folks. And so about a week later, I packed my suitcase and got on a train and went to Freedburg and Vernon and Red West, and Lamar picked me up, and it was that was the beginning of a very exciting life.
Well, that was really interesting.
They have good stories.
They really do. And that, of course, that was from 2009 Fan Club President's Event during the birthday celebration here in Memphis.
Speaking of birthday.
I know, right around the corner, 80th birthday.
We're getting ready, just a few weeks away. And, you know, we're looking forward to the cake this year.
You've already been working on the cake.
Extra special. I'm so excited. Hopefully it'll turn out just as beautiful as the last five or so that we've had.
Yes,
so.
And of course the cake is made by our friends, Cakes by Mom and Me.
Yep.
Who won our first ever competition voted
during
on
the
by the
75th.
Fans during the 75th. So
that's
this
right.
Marks their fifth year that they've been with us. So they will hopefully, and we know and trust that they will deliver an equally amazing cake for the 80th birthday celebration.
That's true.
Well, that about wraps up this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. We'll see you guys next week.